David Lloyd. Radio Moments. The lovely Danny Milo is doing well just now with his breakfast show with Rose on Pulse out of Bradford.
Well, good morning, Yorkshire. Welcome to winter.
And it was this week, 45 years ago, that commercial radio launched there.
Sleepy eyes, you're lovely. That's the sound going into your ear holes. Yes, indeed, if anything's going in there, let's hope that for the time to come, it's going to be yours truly, Steve Murray, from 6 to 9, and then from 9 through until 12:30, it's going to be the debonair, suave, and ever so knickers, Stuart Francis, from 12:45, right after the news, through until around 4 o'clock, it's going to be Roger Kirk, and from 4 through until 7, with a break for news at 5:30, it's going to be Julius K. Scragg, the only man who could, but he never thought he could not. That's our conundrum for the morning, you see. It's 7 minutes now to 7 o'clock, 7 to 7, and the number 5 song take us nearer the national news at 7 from the Stylistics.
The launch morning of what was then Pennine Radio in Bradford, with commercial radio's worst logo to date, or possibly ever. It was an ear, not an artistic ear, but a real ear. And for students of radio history, by the way, the amount of local news on those first bulletins, 10 seconds. Round Table was a regular Radio 1 feature through the 70s and 80s, with celebs and jocks giving their verdict on the latest singles. In the 1970s, it was hosted by Roscoe, until this week in 1976.
Please accept your award before you go.
Oh.
For the best laugh on Radio 1.
I can't believe it.
That is what I put you down here, for the best laugher on Radio 1.
What do I get?
Your award will be outside. A year's supply of Roscoe posters. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
And next, somebody coming up shortly, Demis Roussos, When Forever Has Gone. This is on Philip Records, 20 before 5 our time on 247 on a memorable occasion. John Peel has wandered into the studio. Nice to see John with his brand new sweatshirt on. Feeling good all over. That's our John.
Roscoe with his last Radio 1 Roundtable. And that programme also saw the debut appearance of a new Radio 1 voice.
A lot of music to get through, and a welcome to Kid Jensen making his debut performance,
I believe. That's right. Hi, nice to be with you again. We've been together before, though.
Yes, you have. You did it to me up north. Anyway, this is your virginal appearance, and I do hope that your angelic vibrations will carry you through.
Thank you. That's where I'm wearing my white Radio 1 t-shirt today.
Good old Kid Jensen. And a reminder, you can now grab his autobiography, telling candidly about his life at Radio Luxembourg and Radio 1, and more recently how he has faced his Parkinson's diagnosis and living with the disease. The book is called Kid Jensen for the Record, published by littlewingbooks.com, and there's an article actually about it on the Radio Today page too. 2012 now, and this week, the end of an era.
I've just written a little message, which I'm going to hold up for the cameras.
Oh, yeah.
This is only for people watching. There you go. Yeah.
Should have used a bigger pen.
I second that.
It's a good message.
Yep, it's basically buy shares in our new company.
Yes.
Yep. That's obviously. Now, I just want to say thank you for everyone for listening. And the text messages. We had a text message from the people who run the text messaging that Radio One uses, the actual system, operating system and all
console,
of that.
Console, it's called, isn't it?
And there's been a bottleneck of text.
Yeah.
So we've had 120,000 text messages since the start of the show. And they sent a message basically saying, yes, you've pretty much broken the equipment, so...
Gonna miss you guys.
We also...
Gonna miss you guys.
We in turn have to apologise to our other radio colleagues, don't we, across different networks, who will also be experiencing delays and problems today. Yeah, well, it must do, because they all use the same system, I think, don't they?
We hope to have normal service resumed shortly.
So apologies to Radio 2, Radio 5 Live, Radio 4,
Asian Network.
The final Chris Moyles breakfast show on Radio 1 this week, 8 long years ago. He's now on Radio X, of course, with his show enjoying around 1 million listeners. This week in 1946, Radio Luxembourg returned after an enforced wartime break. The transmitters worked, and the things that they needed had been cleverly hidden away for years around the city. But the station, which took us through the next decades to huge UK audiences, might have been very different.
I honestly don't know whether we are allowed to say this or not, but their Prime Minister and Mr. Churchill had ideas for Radio Luxembourg after the war. What they were, I'm not prepared to say at the moment. And I was told that I was to go back to Luxembourg after the war and more or less start broadcasting again in exactly the same way, but on this occasion I would have full cooperation and full assistance and anything I needed over the landline from the BBC. In the meantime, within a few months of my getting back, the government changed and the Labour government came in under Mr. Attlee, and the next thing that we knew was that Morrison was up in Parliament saying that certain negotiations had been going on in the Grand Duchy in regard to Radio Luxembourg, and they had come to naught because various other countries had intervened, and that Radio Luxembourg now had no alternative but to revert to its former activities similar to those of before the war.
Radio Luxembourg returning this week, 74 years ago. 40 years ago this week, commercial radio arrived in another patch of the UK.
Britain's newest radio station has just come on the air. Two Counties Radio, which will be known as 2CR, is broadcasting from Bournemouth to listeners in an area from the Dorset and Hampshire coasts to the Wiltshire border. The station becomes the 23rd in the independent local radio network. And from all of us at IRN, it's 2CR, welcome to the airwaves. Independent radio news, it's 3 minutes past six.
This is
2CR. Thank you very much to the boys at IRN, and a very good morning to you from me, Glenn Richards. It's my pleasure to bring you the very first programme from your local radio station for Hampshire and Dorset.
2CR, launching in Bournemouth this week, 40 years ago. So, with the death of Henry Owens from Galaxy and Atlantic 252 7 years ago...
It's 10.05, just ahead of a diva and Shakespeare's sister, this is ComCam, Atlantic 252...
Global announcing the biggest rebrand in commercial radio history 12 years ago...
Heart is coming...
The launch of Scott FM 26 years ago...
Scott FM...
The last Tim Westwood show on Radio 1 7 years ago...
Sam, we're getting ready to be up out of here... I definitely want to thank Radio 1 and One Extra, Ben and Reese. An incredible blessed life. Shout out to Limlop in the building. Shout out to my new bosses, Richard Park, Gareth Stewart and Al.
Radio Moscow beginning broadcasting 98 years ago. And George Entwistle taking over as BBC DG 8 years ago. His reign was to be just 54 days.
We're absolutely convinced that under George, the BBC will build on its reputation.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.